For WLRN Miami Herald News, I'm Christine DiMatte. On Martin Luther King Day, we turn our attention to civil rights and race relations. Much has been written about the close bonds forged between Jews and African Americans in Miami in the 1950s, at the start of the civil rights movement. But a more complex, conflicted side of that relationship has fired the imagination of local writer Joan Lipinski Cochran. And she's here to talk to us about her latest book of short stories, Still Missing Beulah. Joan, the central character of your book is one Tootsie Plotnick, a Jewish businessman living in Miami. Now, he has a Bahamian mistress, but he refers to blacks using the word schwarze, and that is a Yiddish racial slur. Who is the character of Plotnick based on?
Well, it's loosely based on my father, who was raised in New York City, actually in Brooklyn, and he spent a lot of his youth fighting blacks and Italians and Irish who would come into his neighborhood. So he learned to not trust people, and he brought that with him when he moved to Miami. And at the same time, he had many close friends and people he was fond of who were black, mostly business associates, and he'd get in trouble for showing up at restaurants with them. He would refer to his own employees as Schwarzes, coloreds, and occasionally use the N-word. So he was a very conflicted character, as is Tootsie Plotnick.
Can you read us one passage that you feel sums up the book for us?
I'd be glad to. I hate that side of my father, the bigot. It's a part of him that slips into my subconscious when I least expect it. I'd never use those slurs, but they are etched in my memory. I've heard them my whole life. I try to understand where he's coming from. The son of immigrant Jews, he spent years as an outsider, a greenhorn forced to prove himself to the Irish, the Italians, and the African Americans in a tough neighborhood in New York's Lower East Side. Enough of that, you don't get past the idea of them versus us. And after 80 years, you don't care whose feelings or political sensibilities you offend. I wonder if that's what makes me laugh, the fact that he's not embarrassed at the use of the N-word or that he got in trouble for using it.
Now, Joan, in the book, the N-word does appear. It's not spelled out fully. Why not? Were you afraid of spelling it out fully?
Well, in one version, I did spell it out fully, and I actually ran it by a black friend who didn't raise any problems about it. But when I looked back and read it, the word is so horrible. It's such an awful word. I just didn't want to repeat it. I was uncomfortable with it.
And you also include separate chapters that contain little snippets of Miami civil rights history. Why did you feel you needed to do that?
As I was writing, I became aware of just how far back in time this went and how many people who live in Miami now probably aren't aware of Miami's less than illustrious city. I wanted the people who had come to Neon Miami to know what Miami was like during the civil rights era. There were a lot of different periods between blacks and Jews in Miami. So the period I'm writing about was a period when people were just becoming aware of civil rights. And there was a coming together, and I think during probably this more the 80s and 90s, there were some bad feelings between the two groups. It's been an up and down kind of movement.
What inspired you to write Still Missing Beulah?
I had written a first draft of it for a class I was taking at FIU, and set it aside. And then I read the book The Help. And The Help was pretty much the same story of what my little sister had gone through when our black housekeeper, left. And my sister was devastated. She never understood why that happened. So Still Missing Beulah was based on that particular story. And writing that and going over those memories brought back a lot of difficult memories and some good memories of growing up in Miami. And even as I got older, some of the things that I remembered going on in my family with relation to black people. And the memories kept coming, and so did the short stories.
We've been talking with Joan Lipinski Cochran, author of Still Missing Beulah, Stories of Blacks and Jews in Mid-Century Miami. Joan, thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.
For WLRN Miami Herald News, I'm Christine DiMatteo.